And Lord, I just pray that this morning that the word that you want to bring, Father, that I bring it faithfully. And Father, that your message really gets imprinted on people's hearts, Father. And that, Lord, it doesn't just become head knowledge, Father, but it becomes heart knowledge. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Right, if you turn in your Bibles, Philippians 2, as Matt said. We're not going to do the whole thing, so you'll be thankful for that, because that'll take quite a long while. We're going to turn to Philippians 2:12 first. And we're going to read from there. It should come up on the screen. Yeah, there you go. They beat me to it. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. In order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing, but even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. That's a lot of text there. It's quite a lot of stuff to unpack. But I just want to focus on this one particular phrase that's highlighted on the screen. It says, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. This is what God calls us to do, you know, to hold out the word to the lost, to shine to the people who don't know God, the darkness, and to be a light to those who need God. But how do we do this? It's easy to say, you know, you want to shine like stars in the darkness. But actually doing it is something different to being told that this is what you need to do. So that's hopefully what we're going to unpack this morning. We'll see how we go. If we move on to the next slide. First click. One more click. So, God wants us to shine in the darkness. God the Father's plan is for us to shine in the darkness. How do we do that? How do we go about this? So I've made a little flow diagram here, and hopefully I'll explain it as we go. God the Father sends Jesus the Son. That bit hopefully we can get. God sent his Son to earth. Next, who redeems us. Jesus came to earth and died for us. A lot of us probably know that, and it's fairly simple, but we'll go through it. So, now we've got to where we're at. Over it. Yep. And Jesus, you know, sorry, I'm pointing all over the shop, so it's fine. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. When we're redeemed, when we choose Jesus in our life, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to guide us. All right, so we're still not at the shining of the darkness yet, but we've got Jesus now, so we're starting to shine. We've got that little bit, we've been made pure, we've been made right with God, but our lives don't necessarily reflect that yet. All right, so we're right with God, but our lives are still, we're still living a lot of sin in our life, let's be honest. So what do we do now? If we do the next slide. So by spending time with God in prayer and in the word and with God's people, God reveals things to us. When we ask God for revelation from the word, when we want to get to know God, God reveals things to us from his word. And then, by the renewal by the Spirit, this happens. You get a closeness to God. Your relationship with God develops. And you conform to Christ. What do I mean by that? I mean you change to be like Christ. And then you're shining in the darkness. Who is the ultimate light in this world? You know, when Jesus came to this earth, it said the people in darkness have seen a great light. So how do we shine in the darkness? We become like Jesus. As Dan was saying last week, you know, the person who changed Paul was Jesus. When Paul met Jesus, Paul changed radically. Paul became the man that he is now. This is what God wants to say this morning, you know. He wants to say this morning, he just wants you to say, look, do you love me? If you love me, spend time with me. Enjoy me. Spend time in my word. And it's difficult. We don't want to be like the Pharisees. We don't want to just have head knowledge of the Bible. But we want to pray that God opens our eyes to the life-giving nature of it. That God opens our eyes so that it becomes food for us, food for our lives, fuel for our fire, fuel for that light. You know, Jesus in John says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. A lot of the commands in John aren't what you think. They're not, don't kill, do not steal. It's like this. Jesus says, if you love me, abide in me. Receive me. You know, I was talking to Matt last week, and he says, there was an offer on Ben and Jerry's. Slightly different tack. It was a deeply spiritual conversation we were having anyway. And he was saying, you know when there's an offer on Ben and Jerry's, and he loves Ben and Jerry's. So he went around to everyone he met that week and went, I love Ben and Jerry's, and there's this great offer on, so you should go buy Ben and Jerry's if you like Ben and Jerry's, and you should, because I like Ben and Jerry's. You know, when you love someone that much, it naturally comes out of you to talk about them. Your life shows it in who you are. If you spend time with Jesus, your life reflects Jesus. When you have children, you talk about your children because you love your children. You spend time with your children, so you talk about your children. This is what Jesus wants for you. This is what God wants for you. He just wants you to spend time with him, loving him and enjoying him. So that then, naturally, out of your life shines the word. The word of life comes out of your life. It's not something you say to people, necessarily. Obviously, you do talk it, but it's just who you are. Jesus comes out of your life, and the life comes out of you. You shine because that's who you are, not because of what you do. You shine in the darkness because you are that light. You've been changed to be like Jesus. And it comes from spending time with Jesus. It comes from reading your Bible. And it's not always easy. And it's not always comfortable. And sometimes you get periods of time when the Bible seems dull and boring. But you need to pray that God opens your eyes to it, that it becomes life. And then it becomes fulfilling. And then you will be changed. And you will love Jesus all the more. And that's really all I have to say. It's just God wants you to really come and know him. Spend more time with him, you know. He just wants you to love him, hold him tight, and enjoy being with him. And that involves music, and that involves the word, and that involves prayer, and that involves all of your life. But just take some time out in the summer to spend some time, more time, with Jesus. It's been a short message today, I think, but let me just pray. Dear Lord and Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus, into our lives. Lord, that we can become like him, Lord. And you didn't leave us to do it alone, Lord. You sent your Spirit so that we can have guidance, Lord, and that you can renew us. Father, you saved our lives. You turned our lives from darkness into light. Father, and we just pray that we can live that out, that we can learn more of Jesus in our lives. We can spend time with Jesus, spend time in the Word, spend time just learning to know him more. And Father, as we do that, then we shine in that darkness, Father. We shine among the lost. It becomes our joy to share who we are with you. It becomes our joy, Lord, to share who we are with other people and who you are with other people. And so, Father, I pray that for all these people here, Father, that there's a joy in reading the Bible, Lord, and in praying, because it means spending time, Lord, spending time with you, spending time with Jesus. It means just, Lord, just growing and developing who we are. So, Father, I just pray that this morning, Lord, come by your Spirit. Work in people's lives, Father, and open up the Word to people like never before. Open up how beautiful you are like never before, that people see how beautiful you are. This is our Jesus in Philippians 2. This is who we were going to become like. Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every name should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, that's it. Lord, we want to be like this man, and we just want to spend time with him. And Father, we thank you that he emptied himself of all that he had in heaven, Father. He emptied himself for us. And he came, Father. And if that ain't beautiful, I don't know what is. And Father, I just thank you. And I just pray, Father, this word in this Bible and this word and the word that you write, Lord, they don't be empty. Father, let them be full of life. And let that reflect in our lives, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.